USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian natural gas began flowing again at a reduced volume through the Nord Stream pipeline. It was down for 10 days under annual maintenance. EV manufacturer Tesla reported its first sequential decline in quarterly profit in more than a year as it works through global economic turmoil and an extended shutdown at its Shanghai assembly plant. The United States military has a serious recruiting problem, worse than the Vietnam days of 1975. After 5 months of the fiscal year, the Army reached only 23% of its active duty goal for new recruitments. Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says all this wokeness is a turnoff, and China is taking note.
The biggest existential crisis we face is that China wants to replace us as a world superpower, and they are rapidly building out their nuclear forces that may one day overmatch our nuclear forces.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rudy Giuliani has been ordered to testify August 9th before a grand jury in Georgia investigating the 2020 election. The special grand jury will convene in Fulton County Superior Court in Atlanta. A lightning strike at a military base in Georgia turns tragic.
One U.S. Army Reserve soldier has died after a lightning strike at Fort Gordon in Georgia. A base spokesperson has confirmed 9 other soldiers were injured in the strike. As thunderstorms sweep through the area, the lightning hit Training Area 26.
Georgia's the 10th, ranks 10th in the 50 states as far as the number of lightning injuries and deaths.
About 150 miles east of Atlanta, Fort Gordon is home to 80,000 people, including 16,000 service members and their families. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Arizona GOP Executive Committee censured State House Speaker Rusty Bowers on Tuesday. GOP leaders in Arizona chided at him for voting alongside Democrats on legislation dealing with education indoctrination, open border immigration, gender politics, and election laws. When the U.S. military is more focused on climate change, wokeness, and the likes, it's no wonder young people are avoiding military service under the Biden administration. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says Republicans' hands are tied because Democrats are running the country. But come November,
we hope to win back control this fall so we can begin to get to the bottom of a lot of what's been happening in this Pentagon, whether it's the foolish and wasted witch hunt looking for so-called extremists. But I've taken steps already. Earlier in this Congress, I demanded that all officers being promoted to the general ranks answer a series of simple questions, like, do they believe the Constitution and the Declaration is racist? Or do they believe that a skin color should be a primary consideration for promotion in the military? And I said, if they get it wrong, I'm not going to wave their nomination through. And I've got a lot of feedback from the officer corps that is filtered down, and the message is being sent that they should not be engaged in those kind of politically charged issues, that we need a professional officer corps that does not get engaged in politics in any way and is focused on the military's sole mission, which is fighting and winning our nation's wars.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.